Farmer Giles of Ham.
The realm of faery is a perilous one. A man may count himself fortunate to have wandered there, but it is dangerous for him to ask too many questions, lest the gates be shut and the keys be lost. This realm is wide and high and filled with many things. Shoreless seas, stars uncounted, beauty that is an enchantment, and an ever-present peril. Both joy and sorrow as sharp as swords, and all manner of birds and beasts, and especially the dragon. Which brings me to the curious tale which follows. It was originally written in Latin, and entitled by the scribe who wrote it,
Aegidii, Aenobarbii, Iulii, Agricolae de Hamon.
But let me give it to you in English, or what scholars call the vulgar tongue. The rise and wonderful adventures of Farmer Giles, Lord of Tame, Count of Worminghall, and King of the Little Kingdom.
Exhortus.
Or Farmer Giles of Ham. He was a stocky character with a red beard who lived in the midmost parts of the island of Britain before the coming of Arthur, in the village called Ham.
It may be, as some people have said, that Ham is only a village, but its people are proud and independent, and I have long been one of its most distinguished inhabitants.
But folk were fewer then, so most men were distinguished.
My name, in full, is Aegidius Ahenobarbus Iulius Agricola de Hamo.
But as there was more time in those days, I'm simply going to call him Farmer Giles. And Farmer Giles had a dog.
I'm Garm, and I don't have as many names as my master, because dogs aren't entitled to use Latin and have to make do with short names in what the parson calls the vernacular.
Garm couldn't talk even dog Latin, but as you can hear, he could use the vulgar tongue.
I've got three ways of talking. The first one's for beggars and anyone trespassing on my master's farm. Clear off, go away, or I'll bite your leg. The second is for the other dogs in the village. My master's Farmer Giles. He's the most important person in Ham, and I'm his dog. And the third way is the one I use when I'm talking to my master. Garm's a good dog, master. Give him a bone, please.
Down, Garm, shut up! Bad dog!
Garm was both proud and afraid of Giles, who could bully and brag better than he could. Still, Garm has a part in this story, which took place when nothing very memorable had happened in Ham for quite a long time.
Someone's always complaining that nothing happens these days. But who wants things happening? Who wants to be bothered about the wide world with its forests and wild hills? I'm not interested in anything outside my fields, the village, and the nearest market. In fact, I've got my hands full just keeping the wolf from the door.
And I'm busy helping him.
Oh, shut up, Garm.
However, among things that were still at large in the outside world in those days were giants.
Giants? Rude, stupid, troublesome folk who fortunately live a long way off in the wild.
Except one day, one of the ruder, stupider giants, who was nearsighted and rather deaf, went for a walk and got lost.
That's old.